Now we have come to step 4 of this audio series on boosting confidence. Surround yourself with people who encourage you. This step is all about raising awareness of who you spend a lot of time with. Now, I want to encourage you not to be relying on the approval of others to help you feel good about yourself, but it is important to choose friends who really see you for the beautiful person that you are. If there are a lot of people in your life that bring you down, you need to find new people. If you don't know where to look, ask the universe to bring them to you. If your family is very critical of you, of course you can't change your family. But there are 3 things that you can do. The first and most important thing is to regularly practice building your own self-esteem, as I have outlined in this program. When you feel good inside yourself, you are less likely to be affected by other people's words and thoughts. Secondly, it's important that you understand that your loved ones want what is best for you. If they didn't care about you, they wouldn't want to see you improve. Even if they are not polite in the way they go about their criticism, they are sharing their feelings and opinions because they love you. I recommend that you focus less on the words they are using and more on the intention behind those words. Thirdly, consider how you behave toward other people in your life, especially those people who are critical of you. This can be a difficult step, but is very important. Are you grateful for all that they do for you? Are you sometimes critical of them? Do you say thank you? Do you acknowledge their strengths and gifts? Now I would like to share an example. A client of mine wanted to start a new business. She told her sister and her friend, and they thought it was a really bad idea. They told her all the reasons why it would not work. She started to think it was a bad idea too. But something inside of her heart, told her that she should do it, and she really wanted to. So I suggested that she only talk to people about her business who would make her feel good about what she was doing. People who would encourage her and support her, both when she had challenges and when she had successes. To get advice and to learn what she needed to do to run the business, she needed to talk to a professional, not friends and family. And she became really careful that she didn't share about her business with the people who were negative and were wanting to bring her down. She also had a look at the way she was treating other people. And she realized that sometimes she could be very negative too. So she became very mindful of the way she spoke to her friends and family, and she became a model for the way we should treat other people. And it made a big difference to the way they treated her. Here is your task for step 4. Actually, there are 2 tasks for this step. The first task is for you to have an awareness of how you are behaving toward your family, friends, and work colleagues. Make a point of offering at least 1 compliment or say thank you for something someone has done, at least once per day, It can be a different person each day. The next task is for you to have more awareness of your friends and family that you are spending time with. How do they treat you? Is there a way you can ask them to be more kind and less critical of you? Are there any people you can choose to spend less time with? If not, practice allowing their comments and criticisms to pass you by, rather than allowing them to affect you so much. In Australia, we love the expression, like water off a duck's back. Imagine you have a special protective barrier around you and can allow the negativity to go around you rather than within. Just as the water drips off the duck's back without going into the feathers, you can imagine other people's comments washing over you without getting into your core essence, without truly impacting you and how you feel. This will make a big difference to you if you can do this. I would like to send lots of love your way for you to be surrounded by kind and encouraging people.